Welcome to Soul Lies, where the spiritual and the soul crosses paths. Stay tuned to learn ways to grow your spiritual understanding in order to reveal lies your soul believes. This podcast will help you learn the truth and propel you towards freedom in Christ Jesus. This is Jenny Fouts, licensed counselor in Louisiana at Christian Center Shreveport. Welcome back, everyone. I am so glad that you are here and listening today. I really hope that you guys have learned how to walk out of that cycle of self-esteem and drop that part of the psychology world and really begin to realize that your self-worth is really based on what Christ thinks of you. And then you can begin to experience what He thinks about you and what your self-worth is. And you can set, you know, boundaries, and you can set, you know, no's and yeses according to the self-worth that Christ has in you, because He's the one that kind of died for you, died on the cross, you know, forgave you of your sins, gives you grace and love. You know, He's the one that values you, and He's the one that's given you your self-worth so that you guys can now begin to express really who He is in you. You know, there's some things that you might really have a hard time letting go of that you feel really, really bad about. And some things that might help is you might need a journal about whatever that is, and then have whatever ceremony you need to have by burning it, tearing it, crumpling it up, painting over it, whatever it is. You know, people do different things. And being able to get rid of that and have Jesus come into that situation in your moment, in your prayer time, after you've really gotten all of what you need to say about it out of your head. You get it all down this piece of paper, because there's this one time that happened and you're kind of stuck there and you constantly berate yourself about whatever happened in that moment. So you get it all written down, whatever happened that moment, everything you need to say about it. Because getting it written down helps you get it out of your head. It helps it from floating around so much. It's now written on a piece of paper. It has borders. It has edges. It can't go offline anywhere. So you can get all this written down. And then you close your eyes for a moment and you see that situation and you ask Jesus to come into that place. Jesus, please come into that place. And then you wait and you just experience what it is that happens, what He does. You give Him this place. You give Him all the feelings, all the emotions, all the mistakes, all the whatever it is. You give it to Him. And you let Him have it. And experience whatever it is that He shows you. Maybe He'll give you a scripture. Maybe He'll show you something. Maybe you'll feel something. But then allow yourself, when you felt that release, release it. Then receive that grace and receive that forgiveness once and for all and put it down. Put the whip down, put the piece of paper down. You're not going to pick it up anymore. And anytime it gets brought back up to your memory about it, you say, nope, I'm not going to beat myself up about that anymore. I have received forgiveness for that. I have repented, whatever it is that you feel like you got to do. You get it done, over, boom. One time, done. You know, Paul didn't go through his whole entire ministry berating the fact of what all he's done and all the killings that he was involved in and all the destruction of homes that he persecuted Christians with. He didn't stay in that place. He didn't berate himself. He was able to come back in that authority and that power. So are you. You're no different. So being able to close that moment in time, and you put it there, however you want to visualize, you put it there at the foot of the cross. You receive His love. We talked about that last time. Receiving His forgiveness. Opening your hands, pulling it in, taking a deep breath and receiving it. And just as Jesus said on the cross, it is finished. And you leave it finished. You leave it finished. It's done. It's finished. He is going to take all of that and you let him do with whatever he does, however he does what he does. You let it go, and you walk in that knowing it is finished. So the next time that little thing starts kind of creeping up to you, what do? No, it is finished. You can go see Jesus. He's at the cross. I'm not going there anymore. I'm not going to berate myself about it. I'm not going to think about it. I'm not going to go there. And you stop. You just stop. Read some verses if you need to remind yourself of who you are in Christ Jesus. I mean, there's a lot of verses out there that talk about who you are. How about Hebrews 3:1? I am holy, and I share in God's heavenly calling. Hebrews 2:11, I am sanctified. How about Colossians 1:14? I am completely forgiven. Or Jeremiah 31:3, I am tenderly loved by God. Isn't that just kind of a awesome scripture? You are tenderly loved by God. Now he knows that when he formed us, and we have put in this world at this time, he knows mistakes, everything, the weaknesses that you have. But he's given you the ability to choose to overcome, to let go, to receive forgiveness, to receive love, to receive who he says about you. You don't have to stand in yourself anymore. You just need to deny yourself. Deny yourself the ability to go back and berate yourself about what you don't do enough. If you want to read your Bible more, it does not help to berate yourself. What will help is for you to pray and ask God, ask Jesus to help you have a burning sensation deep within your heart to read his word, to hunger after his word, that you would want to do that more than whatever else it is that you're doing. Ask him to birth that deep within you and watch what happens. Just watch what happens and see. You know, one day you might do it and the next day not. Then maybe you'll do it a couple of days, then maybe not. You know, it's not just a straight line up. It's kind of like what Misty talked about. You know, you took one step around and took this circle back around, then you went back up, and then you went back down around the mountain, then you came back around, then you went go back up, and then, but you're still heading in the right direction. And you know what? He's okay. It's really, really hard sometimes to realize that Jesus is not disappointed in you. And that's really hard. To really receive that he is not disappointed in you. He is tenderly loved. You are tenderly loved. And isn't that just so cool that you can walk in the tenderly loved place? But you have to be willing to receive that. One of the things I love in his word in Song of Solomon, chapter 4, verse 7. And I really want you guys to ponder on this and put this down into your soul. You are altogether beautiful, my love. There is no flaw in you. Man, I think I could probably argue with the verse, right? Wouldn't you all want to kind of argue with the verse? I bet some of y'all who know me could probably argue that verse for me. But you know, he says, you are altogether beautiful, my love. There is no flaw in you. Man, those are hard words to just really let it rest deep down in your soul and chase out all of those words that you are not enough. You're not doing something enough. You're not saying something enough, being enough, whatever enough stands for you. Be willing to drop enough at the cross. Whenever I hear my little self tell me something enough, and I hear that word enough, I know, nope, I'm not going there. That's one of those enough things, and I'm not, I'm not going there. And I spiritually, and I may not be able to do, maybe I'm in the car, but you know, you can't turn around, but you, I make myself do like a spiritual turnaround. No, you're not going there. I put a boundary in that and say no, because that is not Jesus. Jesus does not come and say, you're not praying to me enough. He loves you tenderly. He loves you tenderly. He might say he misses you. But when you hear enough, then that's a comparison sort of thing, and you can't go there. Because he says, you are altogether beautiful, my love. There is no flaw in you. So focus on that. Take those verses that I've read to you today and really allow that to be developed in you. It means you're going to have to put down some of the idols that you have in your life about enough, because that's going to keep you stuck in that self-esteem. But isn't it also beautiful and wonderful to feel that which he has for us? I hope each and every one of you have grown today. I'll leave you with Jeremiah 1:5. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you to be a prophet to the nations. So however he uses you, he has appointed you for that moment and for that time. You are here right now for such a time as this. Hope you guys have all enjoyed this, and I hope you guys walk in greater freedom. Thank you. Bye-bye.